John Fitch here. What's up? I hope that worked. I hope that intro worked. The second time I used it, had an excellent person put that together for me. It's John Fitch Knows Nothing. Episode 30 in the hole. 30 days in the hole. Friday, day after Thanksgiving. A lot of you are recovering from turkey overload. I had McDonald's yesterday. Story of a divorced middle-aged man. I got to take the kids to play some video games. That was fun. But then, yeah, they left. And then, yeah. Good times. Big fight news announced. Coming up, McGregor and Cerrone. We'll talk about that a little bit today. Let's play a little music first. It's all the same, only the names will change. And every day seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. We drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy in a steel cage. I fight, I'm a wanted. I'm a wanted, dead or alive. Sometimes I sleep. Sometimes not for days, and the people I meet always go the separate ways. Sometimes I tell the day by the bottle that I drink. Sometimes as I'm alone, and all I do is think. I'm a cowboy in a steel cage. I fight, wanted. Awesome. It's a little chilly in the garage today. So the picking is suffers a little bit with that. Oh man. Yeah. Fingers are a little tight and slow. But big news is Conor McGregor and Cowboy Cerrone are going to be fighting soon, right? Excuse me. The fight was scheduled for, I think, January 18th in Las Vegas, UFC 246. It's a tentative date. And this is a fight that a lot of people probably going to be excited for, I think, right? It's a fun fight, you know. There'll be a lot of trash talk leading up to it, a lot of in-your-face type of moments. They've got all kinds of video of crazy man Connor throwing things and hitting people in the, you know, in the bar and other places that they use to promote the fight. But like, is this just pro wrestling now? Is that what it is? It's just pro wrestling. We don't even give a shit anymore. We don't care about who the best guys are at all. Really, we're okay. We're okay with pro wrestling status as far as the way these fights work. Because I feel like it's really all that's happening.
It's just pro wrestling, 100% pro wrestling. There's absolutely zero merit system based on it. There's no rhyme or reason. The guys that they decide to push and the guys that they say move the needle, they put out there, those are the guys that get popular. They're the ones that get put in the front the most. How much of it is that organic? How much of it is the promotion? I don't know. Like, cause, thinking back, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, watching the sport, I don't know if I would have been excited about this fight, right? Because the records aren't amazing. You know, they've done a lot of stuff, a lot of achievements, but they haven't done anything recently. They're going to fight at welterweight. They're going to fight at welterweight. So they're just like, ah, we don't give a fuck about cutting weight anymore. We'll just show up as small welterweights and fight, which, I mean, I guess is fine. But I don't know. I guess I wouldn't mind these things as much if there was still at the same time, you know, merit-based system where you actually could work your way up through the ranks by winning, rather than by having a lot of followers on social media, by talking shit. But I mean, there's a lot of ways to get those followers. There's a lot of ways to get yourself seen. You don't have to necessarily take a negative route towards it. There's plenty of examples of people getting popular using social media, making a living, making money off of that, doing positive things. So it's possible. It's doable. People can achieve that. But yeah. And then will this fight happen? Will this fight even happen? Are they trying to squeeze this fight in before shit goes down with Conor and the rape stuff? Because they're not even talking about it. They're promoting this fight. They're pushing it out there. Are they trying to squeeze one more fight in out of this guy before he goes in the barrel? Is that a possibility? They're trying to squeeze out every last dollar from this guy until they can wash their hands of him, or are they working hard to get him off? It's I don't know. I've been fighting a long time to keep this a sport, make it a sport, and I kind of just have been shit on for it, you know. So if this is what the people want, they want pro wrestling. I guess I was wrong. Like, it's not okay to ask for free agency. It's not okay to ask for the respect that other sports and athletes have. We're just monkeys. We just dance when we're told to. Yes, boss. Thanks, boss. Thanks for the opportunity. Somebody put a picture up. It was the anniversary of GSP dropping to his knees and begging Dana White for a title shot. Remember that? Remember when he dropped to his knees and begged for a title shot? Have you ever seen a pro athlete ever beg the commissioner or the boss, the coach, for a title shot, a starting position even? Ever. So why is it like okay in MMA? Why does that not bother anybody? And it's only gotten worse, right? So, I mean, you've seen them put guys in a three-way reverse bidding war to get the guys to bid for the lowest. I'll fight for less money in order to get a, you know, fake title. So when does it end? Does it end? Is this it? Is this what we got? Is this how it's going to be? I mean, the lawsuit and stuff is going through good, but even then, like, it's how many years later? It's frustrating, man. It's really frustrating. A lot of things in life are frustrating. So yeah, I'm going to be putting my book, I'll get it later today or this weekend at least. I'm going to put my book up that's up on Amazon. I'm going to put it cheaper. I got to find somebody to help me get the other stuff ready. I got another weight cutting book. It's done. I just have to get somebody to edit it for me. And then, you know, I've got a Patreon. make sure you guys, if you're not members of the Patreon, at least if you, you know, if you come back and if you guys are coming and watching the show a lot, do me a favor, help me out and do a dollar subscription to Patreon. Help me out. Help a brother out. If you enjoy the content, $1 a month, it's a bargain. Yeah, so this fight, I don't know. I don't even know who would, how would you break this down? Because Cowboy, I don't think is going to be rushing into anything. I don't think McGregor's going to get under his skin in that way. I think that's what McGregor's good at, is getting under people's skin, and then they come at him hard and fast, and then they make mistakes, and he uses that timing to put hands on him. But I don't know. I think the Cowboy's pretty cerebral. Like he comes forward, but he's not wild and crazy. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be like a stand-up fight. You know, another one, another stand-up fight. The guys that aren't good enough to actually be boxers or kickboxers, they're going to do MMA, and it's wild to me. Let's see what you guys are up to. Boxer One says McDonald's officially added to the meal plan. Yeah, well, it was, I didn't think ahead in time to call for a reservation at Black Angus. I was going to Black Angus, and then we're, you know, do the Golfland. It's a big hit, Golfland. So we went to Golfland first, played for a while. The kids had a great time. Then we went over to get some food, but yeah, it was busy. A lot of old people in there. Didn't want to, a lot of old people and single dads didn't want to cook. Yeah, I could either wait for one of the circle tables to open up or not. But yeah, I just said, fuck it, let's go get In-N-Out. In-N-Out was closed. The kids were like, well, I bet McDonald's is open. We should go to a McDonald's. They're big fans of the Big Mac. I can't blame them. So yeah, I had a wonderful chicken sandwich, a McDonald's chicken sandwich for Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving meal. Wonderful. Good times. Irishman Bateman says, red panty night for Cowboy. Lee the Flea says, do you think there should be a fourth Thompson and Melendez fight in Bellator now that Gil has been released from the UFC? Thompson put out a video asking fans if there's money in it, if they're going to get paid for it. Okay. The fans want to see it. Okay. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Any other ways, if the fans really want to see it. Okay. But they did three. Do they need a fourth? I mean, if they're going to make a grip of money, cool. But I don't know. Does it have the same meaning as it did when they were in the title hunt and they were top 10, top 5 guys? Yeah. I'm being a curmudgeon, though. I'm in a bad mood, I guess. Holidays. Head Boxer One says, how do I get a Make-A-Wish Foundation visit over to the studio, John? Well, I think you have to have a terminal illness first, and I think you also have to be a child. So you might have a struggle with that. But you can always do a remote interview. You can be one of my guests. We can interview you about your one arm pull up book and your Instagram. You can promote it if you got time. And then everybody will see the face of the comedic genius behind the ads, Boxer One moniker. Fox One says videos of Connor literally doing terrorism. Yep, that's what they're going to use to promote the fights. Actual. Is that what the next thing? They're going to get an actual terrorist to fight and then show pictures of him cutting people's heads off? Is that the next step for the UFC? Holy Jeebus. Marshall says Connor hasn't won a fight since November 2016. Man, I haven't lost a fight since 2014. December 2014, I haven't lost a fight. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just weird. It's just this whole sport is just so fucked. Seriously. Like you can fight top guys, be the top, be one of the best, but we don't feel like promoting you for these reasons. Like it has nothing to do with your ability to win a fight. Like, isn't that the point of a sport? If it's not, then stop it. Then it's not a sport anymore. Say it's not a sport. Come clean with it not being a sport. Say, no, it's not a sport. It's just entertainment. It's just people who are willing to hurt themselves in a competition format. Then say it. I don't know. The fuck? And if it's not a sport, then why are you even drug testing people? So let them go out on meth and coke crack and get them all coked up in the corner. Just go all in. It's like the old pro wrestling stuff. They have on the outside, they try to make it look as real as possible. Oh, excuse me. Oh, no, ma'am. Lee the Flea says, yep, I think the BMF title was the beginning of the end for the UFC, or it should be. It's kind of jumping the shark. I mean, they're testing the waters, man. That's where they're headed towards. That's really, I think that's where they, that's how they view MMA. That's how they view their product. It's pro wrestling. They don't see it as anything else. They want to be like Vince McMahon and do pro wrestling shit. That's it. They don't care about the health and safety, whatever. They say they do. They put all these, fake, USADA, yeah, but, they only bust some of the people some of the time. It's nuts. It's wild. Wild times, my friends. Vincent says, good morning, folks. Good morning, John. What's up, dude? Ed Boxer One says, are you still releasing technique videos on Patreon? Yes, I am. Every week. I haven't missed a week in over a year. I've been late. I actually had 1 week where I messed up. It was around the fight time, travel and stuff. Fucked me up. But I think I did a double post after. But I still have technique videos going up there. I'm just using it to share a lot of my seminar content that I have. Yeah, I'm going to try to get doing more seminars is what I need to do. More seminars. I may set something up with AKA soon and get a little seminar done there. Then I can get some video of everything too to push on social media to help with advertising my shit. And I'm in talks with somebody about a videographer, editor, who's going to help with putting it together. I'm gonna put together an online course, Fitch Smash. Your level one will be online and you'll be able to do that on your own with a partner or whatever. Learn the techniques, learn how to fight, right? There's a lot of things out there that show you bits and pieces of the fight, bits and pieces of technique, but they kind of just leave you with this like room full of shit to use and no real design or plan on how to use it. So I wanted to come up with an easy system that's easy to remember, easy to drill, easy to get your body to just know. Train the machine so it just reacts, always giving you an option to maintain momentum until the fight is won. So be able to make that available to people, I think, will be good. And then I can, once I film it, then it's always going to be available. So that will be, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good. And then I can go and travel and teach places. But I just, I need the marketing. I need to get out there and spread the word, spread the love. I want to make some money doing teaching, podcasting, and then a little bit on writing. If I can shift from fighting in the cage to those things, we're going to have a good 2020, I think. All right. That's the last couple of years, kind of just figuring shit out, trying to recover from this fucking losing half my shit. Holy fuck, dude. I'm still, I don't know if I'll ever get over that. Just half your stuff's just gone. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God. It's not like the other person was like doing anything to help make the money or make any of the shit. It's like you're pulling up, you're dragging an anchor behind you, dead weight, dragging it behind you for fucking miles. Right? And you get to the treasure and then the anchor gets up and takes half of it and leaves. What the fuck? How's that? Okay. Vincent says, Cowboy, better break out the wrestling shoes. Even then, this is a bad matchup for him. I mean, I don't know. I have a different opinion. Because with Connor's stance, he has a wide, low base. I think a lot of like calf kicks and low inside kicks, I think you can stay out of range and stay away from him. And take away his mobility by just chopping the legs. This will be a main event, so it'll probably be 5 rounds, I'm assuming. So you can just kick the shit out of his legs for 3 rounds, slow him down, and then go to work 4th and 5th round. That's the type of shit you do with, you know, if you fight somebody like MVP, you fight Asanya, right? Stylebender. Same thing. These guys have good movement laterally. They move around well. If you try to come in straight at him, you're going to get fucking wrecked. Right? So a lot of head movement, a lot of feints. But chop the leg. Stay out of range. Chop the leg. Even if you're just getting him to react and he starts to check and then you stutter step and he brings the leg up, move the head, get inside. You're just trying to mess with that movement, the lateral movement. You got to disrupt it. If you don't disrupt it, like, sooner or later, they're going to catch you. You're going to walk into something. They're going to set a little trap, step out of the way, go ole, and pop, bink, bink. Sit you on the stink. At Boxer One says, Cowboy doesn't do well in those fights with animosity, and he is also a slow starter. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a slow starter myself. But, you know, I say I'm not really a slow starter. I stay the same speed. And my opponents slow down. Because they can't take it. They can't handle it. Can't touch my smash. Marshall says, Cowboy doesn't do well under pressure. George eats McDonald's too. Yep. He was smart enough not to get married, though. Smart guy. Smarter than me. Fuck, man. I've been kind of in a bad mood, I think, too, because I've been transcribing my journals, my old journal. I'm in my book two. I'm transcribing it. I'm getting towards the end. It's going to be thick. It's going to be a thick book. I may have to split this one into a two-parter. It may. Because some of it, because like I got into the UFC, so I started doing like almost daily, sometimes daily, 2 times a day entries. So I have like 2 pages of one day. I'm just talking about sparring work I did, whatever troubles I'm having with my ex, or like, so it's kind of a lot, but it's going to be good because it's fucking cringe inducing. It's cringe inducing, like reading back over your past. My friend, she looked back over some of her. I was telling her about how hard it is kind of to go through this stuff and go back over it, because you're looking at this other person, this other self, this other you. And it's hard. You have these ideas of how you were, but then you read like your thoughts and what you're saying and what you're thinking. And you're like, holy fuck. You want to choke the shit out of yourself. Fucking asshole. Stop being an asshole. But yeah, she went through and she had an old journal that she started reaching because she was divorced. And yeah, same kind of experience. It's like the things you think and say. Wild. A lot of it is not having that red-pilled mindset yet. Not being fully awake. it was you almost miss the sleep, the belief in all these garbage things that we were taught. It's wild times. At Boxer One says, is obesity really a common is obesity really as common in the US as they make it seem? Dude, it's fucking crazy. It is crazy. Like, they've changed the status and whatever about what that is, obese now, overweight, obese. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everywhere you go, going, especially if you go into certain places, go into Walmart and look around, and it's like, what the fuck? People. Like, I've said it for a long time. I'm on the fence about, you know, free healthcare for everybody. And that's one of the things that makes me like, no, I don't want to do that, because I don't know, why should I pay a bunch of tax money into something for like fat people who don't take care of themselves? That bothers me a little bit. Why? You know, healthcare, in my opinion, is already free. You can eat right. You can exercise. There's plenty of things to do to take care of yourself where you don't really ever need to see the doctor. That's life. That's real. Like, I hardly ever go to the doctor. You know, if I get a really sick, really bad infection, something like that, I need antibiotics. Okay, I go to the doctor. But it's very rare. And yeah, part of it is good genes, but a lot more of it is lifestyle. I would put money on the fact that the majority of people who have some kind of illness or problem that they have to go to the hospital for regularly, they take medicine for regularly, is something that they gave themselves because they either didn't know or they didn't care enough to do the right thing for their health and their body. But man, it's wild. I think certain things should be covered. I think they should expand Medicare to like certain rare type diseases. I think that would be okay. Like childhood leukemia or some shit. Like, I'm okay. I'm fine with paying taxes to that. That's fine. But for, you know, somebody who's drinking big gulps every day and eating McDonald's and fast food and shit and watching porn all day long and playing video games and not putting any effort into their health whatsoever, and they're like, oh, I don't feel good, I want to go to the doctor, somebody else pay for it. Nah, I ain't about that. Not at all. Nico says, Big John was looking for words on his pod to describe Soren Bach grinding his opponent this week and called him a grinding monster. The European John Fitch. Do you see that resemblance? I don't know who Soren Bach is. I'm sorry. It's fun to get my name used sometimes. It's cool, but I get annoyed too, because people don't understand what I'm doing. They're just like, oh, well, he's holding out. Like, look at the punch counts. Look at what's going on. There's way more going on there than they understand. And I don't like that. People don't like being misunderstood. So my style, I don't think is being understood by most people at all. That's the other reason why I want to, you know, get Fitch Smash out there and teach everybody. That's basically what it is. It's my baseline style. You know, what can a slow white dude from the Midwest do against, you know, supreme athletes who are extremely fast, strong, explosive, right? What can he do? I came up with the best possible system, the easiest possible system for people to deal with highly athletic and capable opponents. That's why I have the moniker that SMASH. SMASH is an acronym for simple measures against serious hostiles. Okay. Not your average run of the mill overweight guy. Serious hostiles. Somebody who maybe can do a push-up. That's considered like above average these days. Guys, if you're not putting in a little bit of work on yourself, like, you're leaving money on the table. There's so many cheeks that go unclapped because you're not putting the time in. And it's not a lot of time. Like, your competition's so fucking pathetic. It really is. They can't, awkward, don't know how to talk to people, don't know how to carry a conversation, get imitated at the slightest pretty girl. Kurt says, it's insane how little people know about the McGregor rape thing, which seems pretty likely he's guilty. Try to tell my friends about it, but unfortunately they're not hearing it. Yeah, nobody, people don't want to hear bad news about shit they want. Like, that's the thing. We live in a world of fantasy now. I think everybody wants fantasy. Nobody wants the truth. Nobody wants the reality of anything. Like, I don't get it. Everybody wants to live in a fantasy. That's why video games are so big. That's why the Marvel movies are so big. That's why porn is so big. Everything's fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Everybody's running away from reality. I don't get it. It's beautiful here, guys. It's beautiful on this side. Reality is amazing. It's real. Science is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You can watch things and figure them out. I like it. You guys should try it. We should get everybody on board. Make evidence great again. Yay. Reality. Reality. Stay the hell away from me. That's we should change the words to that Gravity song to reality. That's really what most people are trying to run away from. Boxer One says, did you also hear about Dana texting Carano, calling her a bitch during their negotiations? Doesn't surprise me. She probably wouldn't have sex with him. She probably wouldn't fuck him, so he called her a bitch. Good old fat Dana. Kurt says, to me, two false allegations that have been rampant in the past couple years haven't helped. Yeah, with the rape stuff, like two allegations, punching the old dude. There's a lot going on. It's just been kept hush-hushed. Well, here's the man knows about all of the Connor stuff. Jason Burmis says, absolutely great fight to make, especially for Bellator. Probably my favorite trilogy of all time. Oh, he's talking about the Thompson and Gilbert. Yeah, it'd probably be a great fight to watch. But at the same time, it's like they're both my friends. And do they need to fight again? I don't know. I'm so disillusioned with all the horse shit that is involved in the sport today. But I mean, yeah, if they are able to strike a deal they're both very happy with, maybe they get a better percentage of the take, something. I don't know. That would be nice. Oh, man. Hey, we got 17 watching right now. 18. Ooh, thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. If you could give a thumbs up, I'd appreciate it greatly. Give me the thumbs. And then share this. Share with some people. Right? And if you got dirty balls, you go to ballwash.com, use code Fitch, get 15% discount. I believe also they have some sales, some Black Friday sales going on. So you could do that. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube. If you haven't already, hit the bell. Yeah, subscribe. Patreon also, patreon.com/JohnFitch. Give me a follow there, subscribe, become a patron. Marshall says, Ariel Helwani went on a good rant about people hating on Cowboy finally getting a payday. Yeah, I mean, is it a payday though? Because check it out. He's already got his guaranteed baseline sponsors. So he's not going to get any extra sponsor kick money from that unless he's got some side deals somehow worked out that he can. But a lot of times it's hard to do because you don't get the same eyeballs as the actual event. He's got a base pay that he's already contracted into and probably had to sign a 9-fight deal and all of his pay is locked in. So maybe he gets a backroom bonus, but that's not really a payday. He's not really getting a percentage. Okay. So I have a hard time. Is he going to get that much money? Like, what is this? What is his salary at now? What does he get paid now per fight? Are they going to throw, they'll probably throw $500,000 at him as a bonus, but that's not a percentage of what he should make. So he may make more money this fight than he has in other fights or non-title, or, you know, it's not even a title fight, but non-big fights like this. Is he getting a payday? Like, how is he getting a payday? It's not the same as boxing. Like, people assume that, oh, he's fighting whatever, like, he's going to get a payday. No. Like, they're already contracted in. The pay is already set. Did they offer more money? Did they cut a side deal? Like, what power does he have to negotiate a better deal? He probably had to say, okay, yeah, I'll fight him for whatever my normal money is, because everybody, you know, I don't know. Is he going to get more money than he would if he fought a nobody? He's contracted the same amount of money. So viewership doesn't matter at all to him. He's not a champ, so he doesn't get pay-per-view points. Is he getting a payday? It doesn't work like it should. If things work like it should, he would 100% get a payday, because he would get percentage of the take. That's not happening with this. Connor will make, because he's an ex-champ, he's probably got pay-per-view points written into his contract. Unless I'm unaware of Connor or Cowboy getting pay-per-view points, like, I don't see how he gets a payday. What payday? He's already signed his contract for set amount of money, right? He probably signed his contract years ago. He probably signed a 9-fight deal for whatever he was getting paid, right? And then maybe he'll get backroom bonus, but that's a maybe. It's not a guarantee. That's one of the ways they can control you and keep you a good boy, is the backroom bonuses. Oh, this time you don't get a bonus. We didn't like your interviews. Yeah. I remember when they started pulling my bonuses, they didn't like what I was saying. So it got a little bit less and then none. Lee the Flea says, I think I'd do good numbers in San Jose, like old school Strikeforce. Yeah, I think they would make a lot. I mean, Bellator would be a lot of people would show up. It would be a sold out house. It would be big. It'd be a big fight. But I'm just saying again, because of how the business of this sport works, would they make much money? You know, unless they get a side deal, you know, Coker makes special contracts for them for this fight. That's possible. That would be cool. I'd like to see them get paid. I'd like to see everybody get paid their actual net worth in this sport, but it's just not happening. It'd be interesting to see how that works out. I hope it works out for them. For Josh, if it's a fight in San Jose and Gil, it's positive for both of them, I guess, without the pay directly from the fight, because it gets their name out there even more to local people who may not know that they have gyms in the Bay Area, right? So now you're like, oh, that's Gilbert. He's got that. Melendez, he's got that gym. Oh, Thompson's got, nah, he's got that gym. Oh, okay. So maybe they get some signups. They get some money that way. Excuse me. Kind of in a roundabout way, but yeah, it's not the same as like, okay, well, I'm going to get this much money guaranteed and then this much money based off of viewership or tickets sold or whatever. Scott does tend to take care of the guys better, so I'm willing to think they will take care of them. But yeah, man, I mean, if that's the biggest, I mean, yeah, it's probably a good fight to make. The more I think about it, why not? They can leverage enough of it to turn it into something positive financially for themselves. Especially if they're both like feeling healthy and well physically. And Boxer One says, absolutely terrible fight to make, especially for Bellator. Probably the least favorite trilogy of all time. What? You are a hater. That was sarcasm, I think. Vinny says the drug testing and UFC centers are to help the promotion leverage fights. 100%. 100%. They were trying to dig in to get as much information about you as possible. They get as much information from you as possible and then use it against you. They will 100% use your information that they get from the UFC, whatever, Performance Institute. They're just logging what you can do so that they can, okay, this guy's weak. This guy's fast. This guy's cardio sucks. They know how to attack you now. They can match make better because they know more about your physical limitations. Guys, you don't see this? Like, you go there, I'm like, you should try your best to fuck up. Like, don't let them know how high you can jump or how fast you can run. Do everything with a limp. Don't let them know. Got to keep them in the closet, dog. At Box One says, is half used stuff all money and does it include actual stuff? It was pretty much money because we didn't really have anything other than the house. She took the car. I took my truck. But it's really, I mean, I paid for everything always. I'm the only one that worked or tried to work or did anything. Fucking A. Fucking $400 a month on nails and hair. Fuck you. Paid the fucking student loans off. $40,000 student loans paid. You're going to see that investment back. I got gamed, man. I got gamed. Don't get gamed, dude. I got fucking played like a fiddle. Paid for the cars, paid for the stuff, paid for the school. Oh, yeah, I don't want to get a job. Fuck other people with everything you paid for. Thanks, buddy. Sweet. Great deal. 15 years of my life stolen. But, yeah, it's mostly money and my retirement stuff, too. Isn't that great? Fucking people. Lee, what's up? Can only go up from here, John. Thanks, I appreciate it. I don't know, man. I'm pretty good at digging holes. Ooh. Lee the Flea says, I feel like Connor hurts Cowboy to the body, in my opinion, with kicks. That liver is suspect, too much Budweiser. I would say his testosterone is suspect because of too much Budweiser. Ooh. Keith says, which cowboy will show up? That's a good question. Sometimes people don't get up for the fight. At Box One says, John Fitch is the Rosa Parks of MMA. You got it. Rosa Parks, the same. Virtually identical. You've got to do that meme with Goldie. Virtually identical. Vincent says, Connor is fast, and if he is going to win, he will in the first two rounds. So if Cowboy can slow it down, has a chance. Otherwise, he is going to sleep. Interesting. Says the UFC is allowing McGregor to fight even though he's under investigation for sexual assault. Or was that ordeal resolved? No, it's still going on. It's still the press in Ireland isn't allowed to release names because that's just the way they do it there. Unless there's a conviction, they don't release the name, which I can understand. But there's a lot of evidence. Jason Burmes did a lot of stuff. You go to Jason Burmes' channel. He's got a bunch of stuff about all the comments, things that the police, investigators, people who were there said about what was going on, the fact that Connor went to the police station the day after the rape happened and admitted to consensual sex with the woman. So according to their reports, like he himself went to the police office, went to the police the day after with a lawyer and made statements saying that he had consensual sex with the woman. So it's not a question of whether or not he had sex with this woman. But was he involved in the view of brutal rape part of it, where she had to have a tampon surgically removed? And then he just had a second incident recently where there's supposed to be CCTV footage of him like trying to force a girl to blow him, basically. Now, this is all allegations. It's all allegedly. We don't know. But like some people should ask some questions, maybe. Maybe not promote him and put a big fight on without people actually knowing that something's going on, or make some kind of statement about it, saying, oh, yeah, we're fully aware that this is bullshit or whatever, anything. At Boxer One says to at Leah, UFC are trying to bury this thing. Yeah, they are. Alyssa says, good question. Good question. George, Adbox One says, George listened to Phil Baroni's advice. Yeah, he did. He did. Phil is a Jedi master as far as telling you not to get married. Lee says, right, McGregor is a big money maker for the franchise. I suppose he is. And WME has no problem covering up for rapists and sexual predators. They are the employers of Harvey Weinstein. Enigmatic says, I want to see John Fitch fight Faraz Sahibi. I already have a permanent space in his head. I don't even know who that guy was. Not on my radar. Vincent says, I'd pay $1,000 pay-per-view for that solid beating. Alyssa, even people's pets are obese. Yeah, they are. People are feeding their cats and dogs too much, and they're fat as hell. Stop being so less. Be more. Stop being less. Be more. Vincent says, I used to blame people for that obesity problem, but when you peel back the layers, you can see it's inescapable for them. Everything has soy oils, corn syrup, grains, in everything, and the marketing. It is a battle. It is a hard battle. It is, but it's 100% winnable because the information is out there. Like you can eat freaking eggs, a lot of meals, you know, you can suck it up and thrive. You can get yourself to a healthier position. It's just, it's difficult, man. It's an addiction. We have a major food addiction problem in the US, right? There's no real regulations against the dealers selling the drug. And it's so common that people will look bad or look down on you or get angry with you for questioning them eating like shit. It's wild. Lee says, sick care, not health care. Yep. Just give them some drugs to alleviate some of their pain and symptoms, and they'll die soon anyways. Who cares? We'll make our money. And Box One says, the enigmatic elephant, I want to see John versus Dana versus Faraz. Book it, Dana. Let's do it, Fat Dana. That's his name now. It's Fat Dana. You know that? Says McGregor smash Cowboy, right? I don't know. I mean, Cowboy's gonna kickbox him. It all depends on if he's gonna be able to land. That's my thing. The leg kicks. I think leg kicks, low leg kicks, calf kicks. Take away his mobility, right? Watch that left hand. Alyssa says, people are hella lazy and would rather watch a football game than go outside and actually play themselves. You are correct. I'm a doer. I'm not a tater. Don't be a tater. Tater is a spectator, right? Be a doer. Doers over taters any day. Pat Mack says, I think they should have a weight management class in high school where kids specifically learn how to lose weight or maintain weight or gain weight. More electives, I think, in school would be great. But I think the schools themselves are archaic and need to be redone altogether. We're stuck in this system that just promotes, a few people making a lot of money rather than us living good lives, good healthy lives, good healthy families. That should be the focus, not production so that we can consume, because that's all life is right now. We need to produce to have money to consume. We have kids, we end up consuming daycare, we end up consuming the schools, right? And instead of doing it ourselves, we put our parents in old folks' homes when they get old and we don't take care of them. Why? They should be in your house helping your kids out. Like that should be standard. Why isn't that more standard? But yeah, there's a lot of things that should be taught in school that are not. And I don't really have faith in the school system switching and doing things right and getting it right. I think you're more than likely better off starting something new. I think homeschooling might be better off. I got to look more into it and see what type of effort I have to put into it to do with my kids. I'd like to do it with my kids. I don't know if the ex will let me, because she's brainwashed into the system. We have to do things like everybody else. Everybody else got a job. Everybody else did this. Like, yeah, we don't have to. We can make our own life. You can make your own life. You don't have to follow anybody's fucking rules. You don't have to follow anybody's system. Do what's successful for you and makes you happy. I think you're going to be a lot more happy with the family at home. Just me, though. Adboxer1 says, you should get AJ Cortez again. He was a good guest. Yeah, I need to get a lot more guests. I need to start reaching out a little bit more. Try to do at least one a week. That would be good. It's fun to have people to talk to. Alyssa says, LMFAO, unclapped cheeks. Yes. There's a growing spurge of sexlessness amongst the 20 somethings. So I'm taking it on my shoulders. I'm taking this duty to heart, and I will do something about these unclapped cheeks. I will make a change for the better in the world by making sure that these cheeks get clapped. It's not fair to the cheeks. Guys, get your shit in order and clap some cheeks. Oh, I lost my place. There we go. Headboxer1 says, literally doing 100 pull-ups and 100 dips 3 times a week can put you ahead of most guys. Little time investment too. You're right, 100%. It's not like you got to take a whole 2 hours to get your ass to the gym, do all that shit, get back. Right? It doesn't take a lot to be above average, guys. Because the bar is set so fucking low right now. Enigmatic Elephant says, throw in some push-ups. Yeah, push-ups, dips, pull-ups, free squats, jump around a little bit, some burpees, that'll get you. Enigmatic Elephant says, maybe a handstand, perhaps. That's right. Go to balancing_fitness and learn how to do some handstands. Adboxer Son says, where's that water guy gone? The water guy? Where's the water? Oh, he's swimming. Adboxer One says, handstand push-ups, a little advanced for most, just my opinion, I think. Well, they got to lose the weight before they can do the handstand push-ups, probably. Start off with something you can handle, maybe some stretchy bands, stand on them, press those up. Adboxer One says, does the $1 Patreon get the technique videos? No, it doesn't. That is support for the stream and stuff. The $5 tier is the technique videos. And then I write some, not as often, but I write some and put it up on the $10 tier. Jason Burma says, I will do everything in my power to never allow this fight to happen. How is Connor even allowed in the country with 19 convictions in Ireland? He's got 19 convictions in Ireland? Holy fuck. And they're going to let him come over here? He's not a flight risk. Ireland's wild. Enigmatic Elephant says, he gets a payday candy bar. Delicious. At Boxing One says, Jason, because money. Yep, that's usually the answer. But money is just another form of, you know, survival. You have money, you can have a better means of survival. Okay, so remember that. Number one rule is always survive. You can break everything down into survival or reproduction. Marshall says, Nate threw some salt Donald Cerrone's way for fighting for chump change. I'm naive to the fight game. Did he? Yeah, I mean, because he probably got the fight because he didn't ask for more money. That would be my bet. That would be my guess. We'll see after the paydays and stuff come out. But my guess would be like they had other people that wanted to fight him, but they were like, no, pay me. I know this is going to do a lot of money. I know you're going to make a shitload of money. I want a piece of it. And they're like, okay, we'll go to the next guy, see what the next guy wants. And then they're going to give the people that said no, like shitty fights, shitty matchups next. That's the way they work. Grand Kai, what's up, dude? Lee the Flea says, so technically it's just Irish sports star under investigation. Technically, that is what it is. Yes. Marshall says, Mike Tyson and Connor can get matching tats. Oh, man. Grand Kai says, damn, McNuggets gets away with it all. Money talks, man. And pro wrestling fans don't give a fuck. Vincent says, WME is a den of vampires. That is correct. Lee says, right on, Burmese. That scum McGregor shouldn't be allowed to fight. Grand Kai says, metabolism varies in every person. Correct, but don't use that as a fucking excuse. There's so many people that, oh, metabolism, my thyroid, blah, 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 bullshit. Fucking millions of years, human beings have walked the planet, and we didn't have fucking obese people. They got eaten. They died. They died. Right? There weren't obese people. So there's something going on now that's changed. After millions of years, something has changed. I think it's access to processed foods and sugars. That's changed. But people not being willing to say no to bad shit. That's what's changed. Maybe that's never changed. Maybe people have always had a hard time saying no to bad shit. Boxing MMA says, here in Ireland, you can get away with just about anything, but with his money, Connor can do anything. Marshall says, Fitch Smash teach self-defense against knives or 5 vs 1, asking for myself. No, I don't do weapons. It's unarmed, right? But there are some elements that will help you in 5 vs 1. Because it's the ideology and the systems behind it. You know, I want to keep myself in a fight position all the time. I want to make sure no matter what I'm doing, I'm in a defensible position and I can do offense. I have my opponent in my hip radar at all times. But, you know, if multiple attackers, I'm not getting surrounded. And, you know, if it's 5-on-1, I don't really want to be there. I'm looking to leave. I'm looking to get out, right? I'm not Bruce Lee trying to fucking beat an army by myself, right? Vincent Joy says, my God, look at what kids are fed, cereal every day. The sugary addiction starts at toddler stages. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I make my kids eat eggs for breakfast. I don't do the cereal thing. It fucks their teeth up too. And then it's like, I was getting yelled at because I don't floss their teeth every night. I was like, fucking don't give them cereal every morning for breakfast. That's worse for their teeth than not flossing every single fucking night. Jesus. At Boxer One says, Delee, Burmese is a man of the people, chosen by the people. Lee says, yep, I've known about Burmese since Loose Change. Ooh, Loose Change, baby. Grand Kai says, the Marshall 5-on-1 is better odds than knives. Knives. Yeah, that's true. I'd rather fight 5 people than 1 person with a knife. That's for fucking sure. Vincent Joy says, schools are a failed experiment. Lee says, Burmese and I even did a Bilderberg together. Ooh. Boxing. MMA says, who's Burmese? Burmese, Jason Burmese. Go to his YouTube channel, Jason Burmese. Burmese Brigade. Enigmatic Elvin says, cereal and soda. You're correct. Or just any kind of fruit drink, any kind of sugary drink. It's bad. Marshall says, I've been on a 5-on-1, saved my little brother from a beating. I had to use a knife, sent all 5 to ER. Got to do what you got to do, man. Number one rule is survive. Marshall says, I got dropped at least 7 times in 15 minutes. Yeah, you got to get back up, right? That's one of the principles. Get your ass back to your feet and do it in a safe way. Wasn't fun. Doesn't sound like a good time. Kurt says, go on InfoWars. That'd be a great interview. Ha ha. Be interesting. Grand Kai said, mad. What? At Boxer One says to Lee, I've known about him longer. I win. Lee says, there's a video on YouTube of Burmese and I challenging Jack Posobiec at Bilderberg. Hilarious. What are you challenging Posobiec? I follow him. He's got some good content. Grand Kai says, Jason done his homework. Yes, he has. Vincent Joy says, Donald recently got a bigger contract. This fight probably is the tit for tat. I bet he isn't much more money than what he is contracted beyond the side hustle from Dana. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, whatever his new contract is, like, he's got contracted contracted pay. So it's not going to be like, oh, well, he's making all this extra money because of the viewership or the money that the fight's going to draw. No, it's stuck. It's communism. One central authority will collect all the money and then disperse it out how they feel is even. And Boxer One says, me and Enigmatic were never friends. Enigmatic says, Ad Boxer was just a stepping stone. Oh, you guys are going to have to fight soon. Lee the Flea says, I think obese people are a sign of a prospering culture, but also a culture that is peaking. Because we're more complacent and compassionate. You're correct. We've become feminized. It's when things get easy, things become more feminized. And feminization is in the world of fantasy, I think, a lot of times. Lee says, John, do you follow Canadian politics at all? Honest opinion of the state of the country and our Prime Minister Trudeau. I don't really follow it much other than the things that pop up on my timeline here and there. It looks like a mess. It looks like a mess. Like, no freedom of speech. Everybody gets sued for their feelings being hurt. Man, it's not a good situation. Trudeau is a phony. They're getting, I don't know, man. It looks like a mess. It looks like a lot of unhappy people there with how things are running. Pat Mac says, meal portion size is huge. People think it's normal to eat 1,000 calorie meals. On average, man only burns 2,000 calories a day. So if they eat 3 of those meals, they are going to gain weight fast. You're correct. And they eat snacks on shitty food all day long. And they drink sugary drinks loaded with calories too. They'll have a fucking spice, whatever, latte, motherfuck, and it'll be 1,000 calories. Lada says, get destroyed by Gaethje in round 1 equals get big payday in return. Good math. Vincent says, calories in and out matter, but it's far more complicated. It is. Calories are different. There's different calories that are metabolized different ways. Matt W., what's up, dude? Jason Burmese says, oh, it was classic, John. You should have given it a watch. I had no idea who he was at the time, and he tried shouting me down via a bullhorn. Oh, really? Was a bit aggressive, you're saying? Ed Boxer One says, if OJ can get away with murder, then John should get
the Lima fight. Makes total sense. Jason Burma says, P.S. We did an interview after that Press for Truth published as well, where we were more civil to one another and have talked a few times behind the scenes since. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he's one of kind of, I was following him and he was the one talking about the Rodney Reed shit. Like, don't get fooled by the Rodney Reed stuff and Dr. Phil. Marshall said, obesity and mental health issue go hand in hand. It comes down to bad parenting, in my opinion. No parenting. I think it's no parenting. I think you put the kids in daycare and you go off to work and then they go off to public school and there's really no guidance for parenting. There's no old generation teaching them the way. Grand Kai says, Canada has legal weed, though. I salute this. Yeah, man, that's good. Somebody made, oh, I saw a good, man, it was a good meme the other day. Is talking about why they're making marijuana legal. And it's like, well, what do you do when you're struggling on money, when you're running out of money? Well, you sell, you turn to selling drugs. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The government is feeling it. There's something about to happen, I think. They've been sensing it for a little while. I'm hoping something make a turn, a hard turn in the other direction, but we might bottom out here, guys. Hope you're prepared. Hope you got your ammo and your gold saved around somewhere. because I don't know, man. It just feels eerie out there. There's so much information available to us all, and the people in power act like it doesn't exist. Like, we can't go back and look at things they've said or done. It's a little wild. Enigmatic Elephant says, Lima wouldn't be able to use his leg kicks on John if John is getting that ground control. True. I'm not going to stand in front of him either. Marshall says, I love loving on Vancouver Island. Weed dispensaries slowly catching up to liquor stores. Yeah, I think there's a lot less issues with weed than liquor. You got less fights, less accidents, just less gross stuff. Like, even I'm thinking about just giving up drinking, man, because like it's I don't know, man. I'm getting old and I can't fucking handle the next day. I have a headache and then I don't know. Unless I follow my stringent you know, 1 to 3 drink rule minimum, but that's not really that fun. I don't know. I need to go in monk mode here and make some money. Box One said, I ain't got ammo, but I got karate. That's something, at least. Your body's a weapon. Lee the Flea says, Civil War Part 2. But there's too much outside stuff going on, too. I don't think it'll be a civil war. I think it'll be, there's something on the outside. China, Mexico, like, you know, the cartels getting more aggressive. Because people think that, oh, the cartels are just drug money stuff, but it's not. Like, drugs are only a small part of their industry. They make way more money off of human trafficking. And I was reading they take part in something, this is fuel theft, which I don't know much about at all. I don't know if you guys heard about fuel theft, but I guess the cartels steal a bunch of fuel. And they make more money doing that. Trafficking people and stealing and redistributing fuel. I'm assuming oil, but that could cause a lot of problems. You know, now that Trump's talking about classifying those cartels as terrorist organizations, it means our money, our government can do more, can put more money and effort into dealing with them. So, I don't know. That could
pop off with something too.
Lee says legal weed, more laws, including roadside DNA collection via mouth swab, government armed robbery of dispensaries that aren't regulated by them. They want you on the GMO poisoned weed. Yeah, they want you on their stuff. Scroll your own, man. Guys, you got to unplug a little bit. Unplug from the system. Unplug. If you are, I mean, this is something you got to go through yourself, is like, how dependent on you on the government to do shit? Like, how dependent are you on the system to live? You better be able to like have some ways to make it on your own. You know, you need something. You got to survive. Vincent says they want you passive. They do. Passive, overweight, sick, dumb, medicated. Lee says marijuana should be decriminalized, not legalized. Decriminalized, yeah. But I mean, I don't know, because, man, people are going to buy and sell it, right? So if it's going to be bought and sold, it should probably be regulated. Just because of safety reasons. Like, I know there's people who will put weird shit in the grow to make the plants heavier so they can sell it for more money because it weighs more. But it could fuck you up because it's not supposed to be there. I can't remember what they put in it. Somebody was saying, like, take like sugar and other things in the water, the plant absorbs and makes itself heavier. It could be totally off base here, but they could be using all kinds of toxic sprays, a lot of shit. I don't want to pick up a bad bag of weed. I'd rather grow it myself so I know it's cool and trade it with my friends. That'd be great. But people are going to sell it. People are going to buy and sell it. I think limit the size of the grows is one. Limit the amount of grows a person can own. Could be another thing. But yeah. And then it should come down to the states, local governments, let the people decide on what they want or they don't want also. Lee says, yeah, high on weed, you won't care about the totalitarianism. Well, I smoke weed pretty much every day. I have for almost 20 years. I still care. I care very much so. Jason Burma says, I only drink at the bar. In my area, that is where the women are, John. Hard to give it up altogether. Plus, been a bar rat since I was 18 and even ran one for a couple of years. I'd have to move to give up. Yeah, I like the bars too, man. You're preaching to the choir, brother. But yeah, it's hard to, this is where the girls are, especially the young ones. 20-somethings. They're all at the bar. And the 40-somethings. You guys see that? The binge drinking rates are way up. But, yeah. Hard to give up. S. Crawford says, who's more savage, the cartels or ISIS? Man, I don't... They're probably both pretty savage. I don't know, just because they haven't put up any videos of them cutting any heads off or anything. I don't know if that really means they're less savage, but I've seen the movies, right? They throw people off of helicopters and shit. Vincent says that's like asking which is worse, diarrhea, brownish or blackish. Yeah, which diarrhea is worse? Both pretty bad. Grand Kai says alcohol is definitely the worst, but it's legal, which blindsides the stigma involved. Tobacco, same. Yeah, it's crazy how, yeah, stigma is a powerful thing, man. It's really powerful that you can, it's associated with shame, you know, shame on you for doing that thing. That's bad. Boxing MMA says, John, you ever have any problem with your ear from fighting, ringing in ear? Any tips on how to stop it? Not me. I haven't had any ringing, no. Maybe you got an alarm going off. But no, I don't have any. Yeah, I haven't had any ringing. My only ear problems have been cauliflower. But yeah, dudes, that's all I got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for stopping by. It's fun talk. Have a great weekend, everybody. There's a steel train coming through. I would take it if I can. And I would not lie to you because Sunday morning soon will come and things will be much easier to say. Upon the microphone like a Boston DJ, I won't walk upon the sea like it was dry land. Boss DJ ain't nothing but a man. No trouble, no fuss. I know why. It's so nice. I hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Rumors flying all over town, but it's stones and sticks. It's on the microphone is where I get my fix. Let the loving take hold of me, cause it will if you let it. Funky, not a junkie, but I know where to get it. No trouble, no fuck. I know why. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Mr. DJ, don't stop the music. I wanna know, are you feeling the same way too? Wanna rock you, girl. Ooh, girl, ooh, girl, ooh, girl. And there really ain't no time to waste. Really ain't no time to hate. Ain't got no time to waste, time to hate. Really ain't no time to make the time go away. Hey, because it's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Ooh-wee girl, ooh-wee girl, ooh-wee girl, ooh-wee girl. Nowadays, the songs on the radio all drive me crazy. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Cause it's so nice. It's nice. It's nice, everybody. Have a nice weekend. Laters.